Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Just me, Joshua, at the top of the final show of Don't You Know Who I Am as a podcast, to say a few things, a few thanks, but I'll do a big thanks at the end of the show, so stick around at the end for all that. So what you're about to hear is the 300th episode recorded live at Max Watts as part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival Club. So massive thanks to the festival staff, everyone who was involved with that. So Rebecca, Harmony, Susan, thank you so much. You guys were so easy to deal with, and it was great. Thanks to everyone who came out for the night. It was a Wednesday night at 11:15, you know, during a pandemic. So had stuff against me, but you guys packed the room and it was great. So also a massive thanks to the acts that you're about to hear. So Greg Larson, Steph Tisdale, Will Anderson, Jordan Hickey, Dave Thornton and Ben Russell. Thank you so much. It was such a great show. And that's all I need to say about that. Now, I have shows on sale right now. If you're in Melbourne, I'm doing the Comedy Festival, my show Modern Contemporary. Only four nights left. So I would love you all to come. If you haven't seen it yet, it's been getting some great reviews. The Age gave it 4 stars, said I'm wholesome and hilarious. I don't know if wholesome's the right word to use if you heard the podcast or even seen the show. You know, it's not that wholesome. But still, I'll take the praise where I get it. And 5 stars on Funny Ton, so thank you very much for that. And to make it easier to see it, I made it 2-for-1 tickets for the rest of the run because, you know, I made my money now and I just want to get people in to see it because I really believe in the show. Also, if you're in Brisbane, I'm coming up May 14, May 15 with Don't You Know Who I Am, the live show. So get your tickets. Go to joshearl.com.au. If you're not in Brisbane or in Melbourne, but you still want to hear the podcast, you can join the Patreon, and that's where all the podcasts, all the live shows will be from now on. So they'll all be there. So go to patreon.com/DYKWIA. I'll say that again, a bit slower this time, Josh. patreon.com/DYKWIA. That's where last week's live show went with Cam James, Danielle Walker, Conchita Carista, and Chris Parker. Very funny. Already up there. And this week's episode, which I'm doing another show this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the European Beer Cafe if you're in Melbourne. Come down. Great lineup. I won't announce it. I'll announce it online. So that'll be super fun as well. So they'll go all on the Patreon. That's all I need to say for now. Enjoy this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am. If you're in Melbourne, I'll be doing them once a month at Comedy Republic. So make sure you go to Comedy Republic website, get tickets to the live shows there. Saturday afternoons, I think 5 o'clock. It's always fun. Comedy isn't just for comedy festival people. It goes all year round in Melbourne. So go there. Go to joshearl.com.au for all your tickets. Enjoy this episode, episode 300, and the final podcast of Don't You Know Who I Am. Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the 300th and final podcast, yay! If this is your first time listening or watching the podcast, well, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. The music generally goes down by now, but that's fine. We had a Zoom recorder that wasn't working. It's been stressful, guys. It's been a stressful couple of half hours. Yeah, it really is. That's true. Now, if you've never heard the show before and you're getting in for the final one, what I do every single week for the last 7 years, I've gone through the internet every week trying to find other Josh Earls who share my name to see what they're doing and report it on. We've had a guy who's been arrested 4 or 5 times. He tried to sue the county he lived in because he said they didn't read him his rights first. He didn't win. He got arrested the other week as well. Burglary. It's his big one. We had a football player in England who, at the start of the podcast, it was like, you are going to make the England side. He hasn't yet. I don't think he's going to. And probably my favourite one, which kind of started it all, was there was a baboon in a zoo in Kansas called Josh Earl. He was friends with a dog. They made Animal Planet. They were on there. It was cute. So I thought I'd just email the zoo, just an innocent question saying, hey, how come you named the
baboon Josh Earl, and they blocked me from everything. I've looked up on my wife's Facebook page to try and get in. I have some bad news about the baboon. Just no longer at the zoo. I don't know what happened. They've just moved him on. So I never have to look up Josh Earls ever again. Thank you very much. Yes, okay. What we do now is we have four amazing guests, and I'm going to read out the now. So our first guest, they are known as the People's Champ. They share their name with the director of The Primary Planet, an Irish newspaper made for children. Please welcome from the show, Now I've Got a Boat, it's Geraldine Hickey, everyone. Hey, Jez.
Hello.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
How's the stool? They said stools or chairs, and I said, we'll go stools.
Oh, yep. I don't have a bad back, so no problem.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm just looking ahead. Okay. Sorry, Will. Bring a chair out. Now, I said you're the People's Champ. You're also the Carryover Comedy Festival Champ.
Yes. That was me. Most outstanding show last year. Can't win it again, but if I could...
You would.
Yeah. No, other people would definitely be in the running.
Having a good festival so far?
I'm having a really nice time.
Good, excellent. Let's keep that going. Our next guest shares his name with a podiatrist in California. Please welcome from his show, We All Have Bloody Thoughts, it's Greg Larson, everyone.
I hate the stools.
Hate the stools.
I want a big comfy chair. I'm a few beers deep. Thank you.
Are there any chairs at the back of the room?
Bring some chairs. Don't make a fuss.
Mate, no.
This is funny banter. This is all this is.
Hey, an election's been called, Greg. What do you reckon?
Oh. I reckon I'd rather shoot myself than talk about it. fucking hell. I have no faith in this country. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
All right. Hey, our next guest shares her name with the owner of the business Bear Hugs in Tacoma, Washington. This is what the business is. They dress up as a bear and they go to events or aged care facilities and just let people hug them. That's the whole business. We want to have here, they're doing a show called Baby Barrel. Please welcome Steph Tisdale, everyone.
Also not a fan of the stools.
How you going the stool?
Not happy with the stools.
We're all upset, Josh. Everyone.
I invite you on to do a nice show and everyone's under the stool.
You had a choice and you chose stools.
I'm a short man. I like to be higher. That's all. That's all. Now, Steph.
Yes.
You're on there. You're struggling.
Very slippery pants.
You also hurt your foot.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing that I do. I stepped on a fucking Allen key. Isn't that the dumbest injury?
But how was it? Couldn't have been sticking up, could it?
I had to take it out and now my posture's better. It really hurts. It wasn't even sharp. It's a blunt fucking Allen key. That much of it went in.
Oh. What? Like for the listener, she had like 2 inches. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's 2 inches.
It is, right? That's 2 inches. It's a fine size. That's like, yeah.
Nah, it hurts real bad.
Hurts real bad?
Yeah.
All right. Finally, our final guest is a man who shares his name with a Melbourne archaeologist. Please welcome straight from his show, Well Logical, it's Will Anderson, everyone!
Was it a Melbourne...
archaeologist.
How much have I fucked up his life? Yes. Do you know what I mean? Like, everywhere he goes, like, oh, look, the comedian. Oh, he must fucking hate me, that dude.
I will say he's a William on all his business stuff. William Anderson.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right, bitch. I'm the one. If you need to go with Will Anderson 2 hours, that's fine. We can draw a line.
Welcome, Will.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I brought along a special guest. It's Joshua the Earl the Baboon.
Oh, you brought him.
I rescued him a while ago just for this night.
Great. That would be great. Just let him wild. Yeah. Let him wild. Because I'll say you've just come into the state. You had a bit of a mischief up where you're living.
Yeah. Thanks for describing catastrophic climate changes. A bit of a mischief. Yeah. You'll be running for the seat of Q in this election, will you? We're going to come up with something to deal with your little bit of mischief that you've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Little bit of mischief. That's how you describe once in a lifetime floods twice in a fucking month, is it, Josh? Little bit of fucking mischief. Oh, you don't want to get up to... There was cows on a fucking roof. Oh, a little bit of mischief. 14-foot fucking flood. Little bit of mischief. Fucking Josh Earl. You meant to be a friend to everybody, and you're like, the levee breached in Lismore, and you're like, well, the only levee I've heard about is a dry levee. He fucking drove to it in his Chevy. I love music. Josh, I don't know why I've come out aggressive, Josh. I love being here.
So I thought Greg would.
Yeah, I know. I think when he didn't, I stepped up. Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry about going at you about the stools, mate. Like, you're doing your best.
Thank you so much for this. So, our first game today is called Social Media. What I've done is I've gone through everyone's social media presence. I've picked out 10 tweets or Instagram posts at random. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on.
I'll give everyone a heads up. If it's a retweet of someone promoting their show, it's Will.
I'm a generous fucking guy.
Yeah.
I
wanted everyone to know
support
that.
Can I just also give a heads up to the people in the audience? My button just popped open, so that might happen again. Don't put your phone away, mate. Yeah. Bad timing for that.
He was Googling how to reattach a button.
That's a bit of a mischief.
Yeah.
Try and close up. Let's done it again. Was that? I'm sorry. I really want to be free. Lucky this is a podcast.
All right. Question one. I'm a crazy bird person, which is only one rung above a crazy reptile person. Yes, Greg?
Gotta be Jez.
No, it's Steph.
Oh!
Yeah. How did you not know? Have you ever... No, probably not. My entire Instagram is just pictures of my...
Into the mic, Steph.
Sorry, yeah. Just pictures of my fucking... Why did I not know that? This is my job. What's a microphone? Yeah.
Steph's got a pretty bird.
Instagram is about my stupid parrot. Mm.
Although, Jez, you have been taking photos of birds recently.
That is true.
You're into birds.
Yeah, last couple of years. I'm into birds as well.
You've publicly said you're into birds. I tried my best. That's all I can do.
I reckon he stitched you up there. That's what he's done.
That was clever.
Next question. Anyone going to IKEA today and is worried about losing their car in the car park, then may I recommend putting a kayak on the roof of your car? I did it yesterday. Worked a treat.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Geraldine?
That is Geraldine. Yes. Yeah, put it for Will. Yes.
I did lose my car at IKEA Springvale for 27 hours. But I didn't have a kayak on the roof. And the next time I went, I did have a kayak on the roof and it made it very easy to spot.
Next question. Question three. Boris Becker was a dirty little cupboard fucker.
Jets!
Did you say Will?
I thought I knew who it was and then I thought, fuck, that sounds like something I could have said as well.
So who do you say, Will?
Greg.
It was you, you dipshit.
My instincts were right. I knew. As soon as I buzzed in, I was like, fuck, that's me, isn't it? I mean, he is a dirty little cupboard fucker.
What, is there a story behind that?
Because he fucked someone in a cupboard.
Oh, okay.
What more? It's all there in the fucking description, Josh. What more do you need from this fucking narrative that is basically baby shoes never fucking worn? Fucking Boris Becker is a dirty little cupboard fucker.
For this one, I had to go in the Wayback Machine, waybackmachine.org, and because you don't have...
I don't have, yeah.
Yeah, you've deleted...
I don't have any evidence of my social media.
You can find old deleted tweets?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Not all of them. Just if there was snapshot on a certain day.
Yeah.
I mean, your Will has a lot of followers, so he's got more snapshots.
Yeah.
He's got one. Yeah. But yeah, it's wild out there, and there's a few comics who I should send a little DM to saying, hey, just so you know, I've got this.
I mean, finally, a great way to monetize the podcast. Yes. You've spent 7 fucking years getting the dirt on everyone in the fucking industry. You fucking monetize that now. You put a little Josh L. tax on shows.
Expect to see me in the next... no. Question 4. Just putting it out there that if there's a role for a likable and encouraging PE teacher in the reboot of Heartbreak High, I would like to be considered.
Steph.
Yes, Steph.
Greg?
No, it was Geraldine. Point there for Jez.
All right, gang. Come on. Get around. Come on in. Steph, you're on first base. Jenny, pitcher.
Now, Greg, you do it.
What?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Welcome to the PE class.
And now, Steph, you say rack off.
Rack off.
That's it. Perfect. You're in. All right. Question 5. I wish I hadn't wasted all those rapid tests swabbing my dick hole. Jez! It's Jez.
That's Greg.
I mean, it could be anyone. Like, don't jump to conclusions.
Now, did you have to go on some secret technology to find that?
No, I'm proud of that. I'm...
That one was on a registry. Like, it
to
was
be fair, to be fair, if I had a dick, I'd put a thing in there as well. Yeah.
Well,
On day one and never again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called sounding. It's a thing. It's called sounding.
Sounding? There's sounding fans in the audience.
So I weirdly, like, I'm doing a show that is totally off the cuff, and tonight I taught the audience about sounding, which is so weird.
A couple of sounding fans.
Yeah. Into sounding. And I found out about this because I'm a prude and I get really uncomfortable, but somebody made me go to a sex shop and I was like, oh. But then I came across this one really inconspicuous looking cabinet just with what looked like chopsticks and skewers in it. I was like, what the fuck is this? And they said, that's for sounding. And I went, well, what's sounding? And then they said, it's putting things down your urethra. And then the woman said it often, people come in and they go, hey, I know this is real weird, but I was at the hospital and I got a catheter and I liked it. And then they ask if there's a thing and she goes, we have just the thing. Wow. Welcome to the cupboard of sounding.
How great is it that exists?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you want to stick something in your dick hole, I'm glad that you can find, like, an appropriate product at a reputable business, like a sex shop, rather than just, like, MacGyver it around their house. Like, I've got some leftover tie, I'll fucking give it a crack.
Like a fucking AA battery. And I have seen that on the internet.
Is it safe though, or is it? You know when you listen to Dr. Carl and he says, "Don't put anything in your ear."
Wait. Next question. Next question. Then move on. Question 6. I might lose weight. I might fix my posture. I might stop grinding my teeth, but I will never stop hardcore jamming Q-tips right into my fucking eardrum.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Greg.
Yes, it was Greg. Yes.
It's fucking killing me, but I'll never stop. I can't stop. I'm too old to change now.
Now, Jez, what did Dr. Carl say?
Dr. Carl said, don't put anything in your ear smaller than your elbow.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is it the same philosophy for your dick hole?
Let's find out. Let's get Dr. Carl involved.
Yeah. No, I think Dr. Carl says put a dick in your ear. Is that what you meant?
That's sounding for two.
I mean, ironically, we'd interview with your hearing for sounding, but...
What if it's someone else's elbow?
In your ear.
Yeah, put that in your dick as well.
Yeah. I like that after 300 episodes now, it's like just show and tell. It's great. Okay.
That would be a great, actually, that would be a great pun on catchphrase, you know, Burjo's catchphrase, to like reveal like a potato with a dick through it. Dictator. You know what I mean? Like,
well...
Bring back Burjo's catchphrase is all I'm saying.
I literally saw an episode of Burjo's catchphrase where the expression was obviously meant to be to put the wind up someone, but they had the word someone and like a cloud blowing the word someone. Yeah, and the woman actually buzzed in and said, I know the answer, John, but I can't say it on television. And John went over to her and she whispered blow someone in his ear and he laughed and said, no, that's not the answer. And they left that in the show. It was on the TV.
Blow someone in his ear. I couldn't say it. I couldn't possibly say it. Oh, my.
Question 7. I am obsessed with my brother's cat who feels like a ball bag.
Will?
Yes, Will.
Steph.
You are correct. Yeah, point there for Will, yeah.
That ball bag cat could use the human toilet. And it was really... fucking weird because I forgot to tell my friend we were staying at my brother's house when he was out. I forgot to tell her that the cat uses the human toilet. And she freaked out. She was sleeping in the living room and she heard somebody going to the toilet in the middle of the night. And she freaked out.
Fair enough.
And then I was like,
but I mean, what's she hearing? Just the weeing? The cat's not flushing, right?
Just the weeing or the plopping. Yeah. And she meant to just be...
The cat does both in the toilet. How does it balance on the toilet?
I have no idea. It was a long training process, I suppose. And then she messaged me and she's like, don't want to freak you out, but there's somebody in the apartment. They're in the toilet. And I went, oh, that's just the cat.
All right, next question. I'd be so fucking scared having a kid. It terrifies me to think how much love and care goes into raising them for 18 years... worrying every day, doing the best you can, only for them to absolutely destroy you by becoming a real estate agent.
Jez.
Yes, Jez.
Greggy.
It is Greggy, yeah, point there for Jez.
That's very on brand.
I couldn't answer because for like three quarters I was like, this is me.
Question 9. I believe that Starbucks is the number one seller of John Mayer CDs.
Steph.
Yes, Steph.
Is that Will?
That is Will, yeah, point there for Steph, yeah.
Oh, God, I was going to buzz in for that.
Well, it was old, 2012 CDs. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
All right. You really dug deep.
Yeah, and our last question for this first round. Comedians did not sign up to be your hero. It's our job to say come as many times as we can,
Will.
As fast as we can, while flopping our arms around and squealing with glee, and then you clap along to the beat whilst the song Baby Got Back plays out.
Greg.
Yeah, you're
right. It's not fair. It's not fair when you use tweets like that. Like, it's not fair. I can't even remember what that was in relation to, but that was someone...
Whitney Cummings did that thing about what comedians were. We're not your heroes. We take you through a haunted house ride in your mind or something.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a meme for a day.
It was good. It's good. We have we have fun on the internet, on Twitter.
Oh, we do. Oh, we always have fun on Twitter.
it's a good place. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Greg, 0 points. Please, give it for Greg. Oh. Steph is on 2 points. Jez is on 3 points. In the lead on 4 points as well. All right, this round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about a moment that stayed with us. And today we're talking about a young Greg Larson, who, at age 14, smoked pot for the very first time. But what effect...
Yeah. Fucking cool, dude. Suck shit, dudes.
But what effect did the pot have on young Greg? Was it A, he went home, but before he walked inside the house, he became paranoid that his parents would know by looking at his eyes. So to create a distraction, he stood at the front door and just picked his nose until it bled and then walked inside. That's A. B, he climbed onto the roof of the shed at the party. He was there because he believed that the higher altitude would get him higher. Once he was up there, though, he was too scared to get down, had a panic attack, pissed his pants, and the kid whose house it was got Greg his dad's pajamas, and Greg walked home wearing pajama pants and carrying his pissy pants in a plastic bag. So that's B. Or C, Greg ate an entire frozen cob of corn and drank tomato sauce straight from the bottle.
Steph.
Now, one of these is real. You can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants to get it wrong, so he gets your points. You don't have to answer to get the answer A, B, or C individually.
Let's be honest. Any of those is perfectly valid. Yeah.
Can I start with one question?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, even if it's not this story,
yeah,
have you ever eaten like a frozen cob of corn and some tomato sauce?
Well, yes. In that story.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
I just really want it to be A. Like, I've given up. I don't care. I want it. That's what I want.
Tell me what A was again.
Just that he picked his nose so hard.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It bled. I love the idea of that. That's the way to do it.
But did you know that it was going to bleed when you started picking?
Yeah, that was the intention. Yeah. Like, I was like, if I can give myself a bloody nose, they'll be more focused on the bloody nose than the eyes. And then the eyes, my eyes are red because my nose is bloody kind of thing.
Mm.
So
okay.
I was like, oh, like, I feel like that will take away.
What was option number two again?
Two B? Was he climbed on the shed, pissed his pants, walked home in pajamas, carrying a plastic bag of pissy pants.
Mm. Yeah, 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 he got high to get high.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Well, I don't... Sometimes when you smoke a little Mary Jane, you have dumb thoughts. And one of them was, I was high for the first time in my life and I thought I'll get up on the shed and the altitude will make me higher.
Yeah.
The altitude.
Yeah, and I don't know why I thought that. I was really high. And then I had a panic attack when I got up on the shed.
Are you afraid of heights? Is that what?
No,
you
it was.
Down?
It was mostly that marijuana is not great for me, and I had a panic attack. And then I pissed my pants a little bit, and then I had to get some pajama pants from the guy's dad, whose place it was, and then walk home with my pissed pants.
Who were
in a
you
bag.
Staying with? What's his name?
His name was James.
Where is he now, Greg?
I don't know.
How many people were at the party?
Oh, I reckon maybe 15, 16.
Now, Greg, can you tell us how you got the pot?
Mm.
Yes. I was... this, regardless of which of these stories is true, this is true. Uh-huh. I was really drunk. I'd been drinking. This was also my first time drinking. Bad night. And I was drunk and I went up to some guys who were smoking pot and I said, can I have a pot?
Amazing.
And they said, yes, if you pull your pants down and cluck like a chicken and say, cluck, cluck, I want some pot. And I did. And then they let me smoke. And they were smoking a bucket bong. And then they pulled it. And then I immediately just pulled it out of the water. And then just tried to suck it, which does not work. And they got real mad at me. And then I did it a second time. And they got mad at me again until someone showed me how to do it. And then it was... a bad time.
And where did you get the corn from? Out of the freezer?
The corn was, from the freezer. I think someone brought it out for me and thinking, oh, can we get him to eat a frozen cob of corn? And yes, they could.
Did you put the sauce on the corn or just...
No, I just drank it from the bottle, like a big drink.
What was the bottle? Was it a squeezy one, or was it those old school massive ones that were
was
like?
Was it a bit of Rosella?
I reckon it was like a glass fountain.
Oh,
type bottle.
No home brand for the Larson family. Yeah. All right, we're gonna lock in some answers. So, Will, what do you think? A, B, or C?
C.
Okay, you think C? Steph,
I'm sliding off my stool. I just want it to be A. This is fucked. I just want it to be A, so I'm going to say A.
A? Okay. And Jez, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go C as
you're
well.
You're going to go C? The correct answer was C, so...
Yes!
Point there for
I
Will.
I ate the cob itself.
Point for Jez.
I ate the actual...
Point for Greg.
I ate the cob itself.
Yeah.
That was a really bad night in my life. Thank you so much.
I was going to say B, but when you said C, and Greg went, yeah.
Fuck.
That's how you play the game.
Well, that's not fair. I was falling off my stool.
All right. At the end.
I didn't realise we were playing with Monk tonight. Yeah.
That's good. A weird reference.
I know. I'm very relevant, Steph.
Oh, you guys know about that Monk show that's on?
Shaloub. At the end of that round, the scores are Greg Larson on 1 point. He's got a point.
Thank you.
Steph Tisdale on 2 points. Jez on 4 points. In the lead on 5 points, it's Will Anderson.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, now what's happening now? Now, for the long-time listeners, you'll know I pretty much had every single Australian comedian on the show. But there has been one white whale who I've never been able to get. We've lined it up, but COVID got in the way. We couldn't do it. Tonight, for the first time, a special treat, not one, but two, David Hughes. Can you please welcome to stage, it's Hughesy times two!
Thank you so much!
Ridiculous!
Thank you! Thank you!
Thank you so much!
Come around
here!
It's
so good to be here!
You're a great crowd, never forget that.
You're a great crowd, great crowd.
It's bloody ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh. We're furious!
It's a bloody outrage, isn't it? I said, you know what I say to that, me?
What's that mean?
I say, no, thank you.
He's so right. So you're a good crowd, never forget that.
Bloody went into a 7-Eleven the other day and said, you want two chips for $5? I said, no, thank you, I do not want that.
Something happened at the end of that sentence.
So what we're going to do now...
Oh, my God, we're back on Glasshouse! Remember when we worked together? Oh, my God, it's been too long.
I feel like I'm high as fuck right now.
This is real bad for me.
You know what this is?
What's
it's
that
the
mean?
End of Federation!
So, what we're going to do, we're going to play a game of Don't You Know Hughes I Am.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, for you four, we all yeah. know Dave Hughes. He loves his sport.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, this is on the down low, quite well off, quite rich.
I think I'm the actual landlord of Max Watts.
Yes.
Yeah, bloody pick this one up.
Oh, this be good.
Bloody steal, wasn't it?
I was walking by, there was an auction, just put my hand up and I bought it!
Okay. But what piece of sporting memorabilia does Dave Hughes possess that he no longer has on display? Okay. Is it A? He had two tennis balls that Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal played with in the Australian Open final. Every now and then he would just go over there and just breathe them in until his dog found them and chewed them both up. That is A. B.
Very sad day.
It was a bloody outrage.
We were furious.
I'm bloody losing at this dog.
He's got to lose it.
Was it B? He once bought the 1982 football record signed by every member of both the Carlton and Richmond team and the entertainers. He no longer has it on display, though, because the national anthem that year was sung by Rolf Harris.
No,
or,
thank you.
Or C, the first
it's different
time...
with a wobble board, isn't it?
The first time Shane Warne went round to his house,
He smoked an entire pack of cigarettes. Shane Warne smoked an entire pack of cigarettes at Husey's house, and Husey kept all the butts in a Ziploc bag, and the bag is in the garage because his wife doesn't want the kids to glorify smoking. Now, one of those is true. You can ask Husey's as many questions as you want.
But
what a life he lives that all those could be true.
But they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point, and they can win this game.
We're Husey's. We're Legion.
Husey's.
We've gained sentience. Husey's self-aware. He's in the network.
Husey's working on the next level.
Husey's, I want to know, with the ciggy butts, did you take them one at a time from Shane, or was it like you waited till the end?
He finished it. And I went, yeah, I'll take that, Shane. Thank you.
Because as you know, I'm a vegetarian. I'm like, tobacco is a plant. I'll enjoy this. I'll put it in a bag.
It's been worth the wait. It's been worth 300 episodes. It's worth it.
Oh. Yes, Josh, but is it sustainable?
It really is one note.
Did Rolf Harris really play the national anthem at the grand final?
Oh, I believe so. What a year, Hughie. Do you remember that year?
The crazy year, wasn't it?
We were still living in Warrnambool.
We could have been. We could have been in Perth.
Oh, I could have been in Perth too.
Different time.
It was 82. You're in
Warrnambool.
I'm in Warrnambool. What a crazy time.
Oh, crazy time. Great place. Never forget
that. His Husey's are in a loop.
His
Husey's are stuck in a loop. Talking amongst themselves, the Husey's.
Somebody blink a light in our faces. Got to get out of this loop.
What's your actual hell?
What's your dog's name?
What's A again? I don't
know. Tennis balls.
A was the dog got to the tennis balls.
Yeah, dog got dog tennis balls. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, job, big day. Because I love me tennis. We love our tennis, don't we?
I love a tennis. Never forget that. You're a great crowd. good on you. Good on me.
Oh, no. That's when the umpire's like, hush the crowd. I'm like, yeah, but they're still pretty good.
Can you just tell us, you know, you talked about just smelling the tennis balls. Talk to us about that.
Oh, it smells good.
I even have a bag of tennis balls. The
And all the tennis balls are dead.
All right, let's lock in some answers. What do you?
Let's just keep doing this for 45 minutes.
I'm having a bit too much fun.
All right, what do you think, Will? A, B, or C?
Rolf Harris.
You think B?
Yeah.
Brought the footy record. Steph, what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to go B too.
Okay, Greg.
I'm going to say C because I want it to be true so bad.
The ciggy butts?
Oh, I'm going to go butts. A.
You're going to go A. The correct answer was A, the tennis balls.
Oh,
point
yeah.
there for Jez.
Great killing crab. It, Jez.
3 points for Dave Hughes. Well done, boys.
Hughes is back.
Hughes is back. He's done it again.
All right, give up for Dave Hughes, everyone. We might see them later.
For the people listening at home, the Husey's just melted. They literally just melted away.
They went down like the Terminator, thumbs up. At the end of that round, the scores are, Greg, you're on 1 point. Sick. Steph, you're on 2 points. Will, you're on 5 points. Also on 5 points is Jez, and Husey are on 3 points. Yes.
Yay!
Can't believe I'm being beaten by the Husey's.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them any questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get the point. So, to Greg. Now, when Jez was a girl guide, her and her fellow guides wanted to get high, so they scraped the insides of a banana skin and cooked it until it was charcoal. Mm. They then got that, put it in a cigarette, and smoked it. Yeah or nah?
I've heard of this one. I mean, not that Jez has done it specifically, but did you?
Someone made you cluck like a chicken to get some? Like that.
How did you hear about the fact that you could get high from banana peels?
There was like a one of the other guides had been on the internet and read about it.
Do you remember what website or?
Nah, she looked it up.
Oh, come on.
All right.
What was that?
Someone said, did the internet exist back then?
I'm just getting up to get my drink. Because it's really easy for me to get up and down. Just up on a stool, sit down, no problem.
Did you try any other things? Like, were there any other sort of things you did, like cane toad skins or... Well, actually, no, you're
not
from Queensland.
Queensland,
yeah. That's what we did up in Queensland, cane toad skins. What are the other ones? Did you do any other ways to get high? Was it just banana peel?
Just banana peel. We're on a girl guide camp.
And how did you prepare the banana peel insides? Like, what did you do?
Like, we what Josh said, we scraped the inside of the banana peel and then put that on the fire, on the campfire.
I reckon this is true. Yeah, I'm saying yeah.
You are correct, Greg. It is a true story. Yeah.
I thought you were trying to throw me. I got it.
I was trying to throw you.
Did it work?
What? No.
You almost spoke into your can then. I'm sorry.
It was like clumps of like charcoal that we like wrapped a bit of paper around and then went, this is shit.
So, Greg, you get a point. Now to Jez. Now, when Steph was 13, she was on a ski lift with a 14-year-old boy who almost fell out. Steph had to grab onto him and pull him back into the chair. Once he was fully rescued, they got to the top of the mountain and the kid just skied down as if nothing happened. Yeah or nah?
Am I a hero, Jess?
Wait, this is for me.
Yes, for you, Jess.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Okay, sorry. You're on a ski lift. Where?
Canada?
Mm.
Big
white. How old were you?
14.
What were you doing in Canada when you were 14?
Skiing.
Good recap, though, Jess.
Just business. The business trip.
Well, I thought I'd go for skiing as well, you know?
I was in between meetings. Some investment properties in Canada. Thought I'd go out on the weekend, rescue a kid.
Okay, so there's a kid sitting next to you, and he's about to fall, and you've grabbed him.
So, yeah, so it was a 6-seater ski lift.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've been, and you know how they just, have you been skiing before? You know how you just have to literally
stand
there? Yeah,
I'm rich, I've been to the snow.
Hey?
I said, I'm rich, I've been to the snow.
Jez and I went to the snow together.
Oh, nice.
And there's a great video of Jez pegging a snowball.
At your balls.
Yeah, whacked me fur in the balls.
Yeah.
Is that where you were aiming?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Not a hero. like me. So the lift, you know how you have to wait and then sit on it? So this kid went to sit on the lift.
Yep.
And he didn't get on there comfortably, so he sort of started falling forward,
mm-hmm.
and I grabbed him, and then he couldn't get back up because the ski lift operator was flirting with a woman. And so I held
him. Was she a woman as well, or?
The ski lift operator?
Yeah.
I think it was like a young...
Canada, they're all high.
They're all high, so...
I was after the gender, but fine.
No, I think it was just some young, probably Australian guy. Everybody I went to high school with, every dropkick from my high school has now skied in Canada for a couple of ski seasons. I assume it was something like that.
Okay. Mm. But...
What?
All right. So he... What did you do?
I leant across, so 6-seater ski lift.
Yeah.
I was over here. My dad was next to me here. He was here and his dad was here. I leant across... grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and his arm,
yep,
and held him, and we travelled up on the ski lift, and I held him hanging over the chair.
And what did the dad say?
His dad very awkwardly was trying to grab him like this. Uh-huh. And his, well, what he said to his dad, "Dad, please don't drop me." And his dad said, "I won't." And I thought, fuck you. I'm the one holding you.
Yeah. And then when you got to the bottom, he just fucked off. And
he literally just skied down.
What do you reckon?
Nah.
You are incorrect. This is a true story.
For real.
I'm glad.
For real, it was the weirdest thing. It kept on track. I was holding a fucking kid. Like, he was 12 and I was 14. And I was, like, actually holding him as we're going up in the ski lift.
Did you get the impression his dad didn't really want to hold on? Yeah.
He just literally couldn't grab him. And we got to the top and we had to make a statement to the people. Mm. And the guy was like, "I'm just wondering, why didn't you just drop him?" And I was like, because we were like 8 metres in the air. Not 8 metres. I don't know how fucking high. Very high. And he goes, "Yeah, but they're designed so you could just drop them." And I was like, why would I know that? I'd want to drop a kid.
But just anyway. So you know, I said, nah, just to make you look more like a hero.
Thank you.
Very brave of you, Jez. Well,
drop them, though, if you're ever in that situation. Just drop the kid.
All right, point there for Steph. Now to Steph.
Yes.
When Will was first starting out in comedy, he had a day job where he would walk around the streets of Melbourne door knocking for the census. One day he knocked on the door when a naked man answered it. Will gave him his spiel, and afterwards the guy invited Will inside to have sex with him and his partner. Yeah or nah?
I don't feel like that's a yes, but I will ask you a question.
Yeah, ask me questions.
Was the partner male or female?
The partner was female, yeah.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it, but what Josh is saying is, yeah, no.
But you were propositioned.
I was propositioned, yeah. I was delivering the census, and he answered the door, and he was not fully erect, but he was, like, erect adjacent. Like, he was either on the way to be fully erect or had recently been fully erect and was just, like... But he was definitely, like, you know, like, there was erection.
Half-mast, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, even three-quarter-mast, if that's an expression.
Can I just interrupt and say there's a lot of audience members that really want this to be true. Yeah. Yes. Like, people have written fan fictions about this.
Like, most of it was literally, like, speaking to people who have English as a second language about the census and explaining what the government wanted, their details and stuff. But, like, literally these two had been on the job. And he was there and he said to me, "Do you spiel?" He actually said, "Do you spiel?" Because I was like, "I'll go. You're clearly in the middle of something." And he said, "No, do you spiel?" And so he just stood there, like, very proudly while I did my little census spiel. And then he just said, "Do you want to come in and join in?" But, like, he literally talked to me for about, like, 3 minutes first.
How old were you?
How old was I? I just started doing comedy, so, like, 14? No. I would have been 21 or 22, something like that.
Were you intimidated by his size?
Was it Josh Frydenberg?
No.
No, it was Carlton North, so wrong seat. Also, a weird call.
Yeah.
Josh is going to edit that out. He's giving me the signal.
Well, I don't think there's mics in the audience, so that's fine. So we'll move on.
Were you intimidated?
Was I intimidated?
Is that why you didn't join?
No, it's unprofessional. I was like, I had a job delivering the census. So I was trying to identify. I did, like, you know what? You've got to get people to tick boxes. I'm not there to tick boxes myself. So, no.
So, I'm going to go with true.
You are correct, Steph. It was a true story. Put that for Steph, yeah.
Good on you for being professional.
Can I ask one question?
Go.
Yeah. Was it, do you reckon they were up for anybody? Like, if anyone came to the door.
Oh, they'd been, like, laying in wait for the census guy.
Yeah.
We've got this real fucked up, like, fantasy that we only get to do once every 5 years.
As soon as Uber Eats was invented, they're, oh, fuck, we're on here. We're on here. Yeah. All right, now, to Will. When Greg was 16 years old,
yeah,
he bought a pack of Winfield Reds and a cask of Goon, paying entirely in 5-cent pieces.
Where'd you get the 5 cent pieces?
I got the 5 cent pieces from Mum and Dad's big change jar. Like they had a jar that they'd literally just put 5 cent pieces in, and it was massive. And I counted out the amount for a cask of Fruitylexia and a pack of Winnie Reds.
How much is that?
It was like the Fruitylexia, like, and this was like, oh, how? What year was it when I was 16? 98. It was the Fruitylexia. I reckon would have been about $9.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Winnie Reds probably about the same. They fucking gone up, the Durries. So yeah, I reckon it would have been approximately 18, roughly dollars.
Okay. So how heavy? How many 5 cent coins is that?
A lot. Like it was. Have you ever seen that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer pays for the pizza with all the pennies? It was like that. He went, okay, that'll be like $18 or whatever. And I went, yeah, cool. Ugh, and just poured a sack.
Now, dude, hang on.
Just everywhere over the counter.
I feel like a business wouldn't accept that many 5 cent coins. Like, what sort of business was this?
Well, here's the thing. This was a drive-through at a pub, the Commercial Hotel in Red Bank in Queens. Wait, edit out the name.
Okay.
They still exist. I'm making it up. and the guy knew I was 16. I was 16, and when he saw the change, he just went, oh, you're really pushing your luck, mate. Like, and like, it's still like, and he just went, fine, and then counted out the 5 cents. And he goes, you got to wait while I count it out. And he counted it out. Yeah.
What do you think, Will?
You know what? Like, here's the thing. Like, obviously, there was, like, the little stumble in the middle where he said, edit it out. But I've watched Greg do some real good acting on the telly this year. And I feel like he's capable of doing something like that as a bit of a fucking, to throw me off, that he's intentionally got something wrong. And I'm going to say it's false.
You are incorrect. This is a true story.
Yes. I intentionally told the story well because I thought I did a double bluff. That was true. It really did happen. The guy was pissed off. He goes, never do that again.
Oh.
And I got drunk on Fruitylexia and smoked a pack of Winnie Reds. It was a great time.
Like, I love this guy. He's like, I'm willing to commit a crime, but there's only so far that I will go.
Oh, very good. At the end of that round, the scores are Greg and Husey. You're both on 3 points.
Yay.
Steph, you're on 4 points. Will and Jez on 5 points.
Woo! Oh, nothing's changed.
All right, we are down to our final round of the podcast. So let's do a big one. Let's bring back on Dave Hughes and Dave Hughes, everyone.
Oh. Yes!
They're materialising before our eyes.
Oh, so guys.
Mate, backstage getting their investment property, wasn't I? Bloody ridiculous. Well,
listen to those Ralph Harris tunes. They were great.
Things that he does with his breath.
How was backstage?
Oh, so good.
All right, what we're going to do now, we're going to play Who Hughes, okay? And so, I'm going to read out 10 questions about the five of you. So Hughes is involved.
Mm-hmm. And always involved.
If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Hughes's.
Dave Hughes!
Oh, it's Hughes!
Or I guess you can say Dave. And so, names your buzzers. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. Only round you can lose points. So here we go. Question one, who, while they had COVID, mind you, pulled a tree stump out of the ground?
Steph.
Yes, Greg. Steph.
Was that Jez?
Yes, it was Jez. Yeah, point there for Steph, yeah.
Impressive.
I did. It was nice to have a goal and something to do.
Yeah.
What sort of tree was that?
Having seen you stand up, it was probably an agapanth.
It was a small one. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Stump's next. A stump.
Yeah, good on you.
Good on you.
Good on everyone.
Question two, stop looking. Okay. Whose dad, to avoid local kids vandalising their front garden, set up on the front doorstep holding a machete?
Will.
Yes, Will.
Steph.
It was Steph, yeah. Point for Will.
It was even weirder. Like, he stood in a shadow... with it like this, so that it just was this terrifying. We had a really long driveway with a street light at the bottom. It just looked like this huge shadowy figure with a machete. Just for fun. This is my dad.
Right. Question three. Who here as a kid almost drowned in a cattle dip?
Will.
Yes, Will.
Dave Hughes.
No, it was Greg Larson. A point off Will.
I don't know if I told this story in the pod before, but I nearly drowned in a cattle dip. I was at like someone's farm and I thought it was a muddy floor and it turned out to be a cattle dip and I nearly drowned on actual shit, like cow shit. And
yeah,
I think I'm fine now.
And Mr. Oily emerged.
It does feel like an origin story.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a happy little boy before that day.
I
was literally
scars.
Throwing up cow shit. I'm mucked up.
That is tragic.
Next question. Whose current partner organised their first date when they heard them talk about them on the radio, so they decided
Will.
To call
yes.
in? Yes, Will.
Dave Hughes.
It is Dave Hughes. Yeah, point there for Will. Oh, yes.
It's my wife, Holly. I love Holly.
So much, don't I?
You do.
I do. Yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Got the kids.
Oh,
the kids are like, Dad, I say, no, thank you. Drop it.
For everyone listening at home too, these Hughesies, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Akira, but they're kind of like Tetsuo at the end. Like, it's like this...
That is an obscure reference.
Yeah, that's for my bros.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jesus.
Take that, out two.
Yeah, that cow dip did something.
Question five. Who here sat next to Quentin Tarantino at the movies?
What side again?
Who sat next to Quentin Tarantino at the movies?
Just
yes, Steph.
Greg.
Will?
Yes, it was Will. Yeah, yep. Put that for Steph. Yeah.
True. Yeah.
What'd you watch?
It was, what was that, American Gangster, is that what it's called? No, like...
American Pie, the reunion?
That's what it was, yeah. Sorry, yeah. It was some movie, like, in LA, and I was, I was sitting in the front row, because I love to sit in the front row of the movies, like, I like everyone, like, behind me.
Are you blonde?
Sorry?
Are you blonde?
No, I like feeling like the movie's just for me. Like, to me, if I can see, like, I can feel like a rich person just, like, watching a private movie and everyone's, like, just behind me. And so, anyway, I'm there in the dark and this dude, like, sneaks in at the last moment and sits, like, right next to me in the seat. And it was fucking Quentin Tarantino. So for the entire movie, I had to, like, just, like, laugh at the same things.
Next question. Who here almost died on a ride on mower?
Steph.
Yes, Steph.
Was it Hughes?
No, it was Will. So point off Steph, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Just this year. Yeah.
This year, was it?
Yeah.
It was. I thought it was when you were a kid. I thought it was going to be like a funny story. Now
No. I'm still here, spoilers. So it's okay. Like, literally, during the... So it's been raining for 5 months where I live up north, and my house is on a hill. So, like, the top lawn, in 2 days you can mow the top lawn. It takes, like, 3 to 4 days of no rain for you to be dry enough to mow the bottom lawn. Anyway, so, like, over summer, it never got dry enough that, like, I could mow the bottom lawn. So from above, my house looks like it has a mullet, right? Like, but I finally got to do it, and I didn't estimate where the edge of the lawn, like, where it used to be, was covered up by long grass, and I drove over the edge and rolled a ride-on lawnmower over me.
Got yourself in a little mischief.
I did cop myself a little mischief. And, like, this is probably the most, like, I don't think I'm normally, like, a man, but, like, this is, I, for a day, hid the fact that had happened from my partner because I didn't want her to yell at me for doing something stupid. So I literally was sneaking out of the house to try to retrieve this lawnmower. Like, just being like, I'll go and, like, walk the dog or whatever, and then just go down and try to fucking roll over a ride-on lawnmower so she wouldn't find out that I'd nearly killed myself. It's okay, love. I did myself a little mischief, but I'm fine now.
All right,
seriously, sorry. Of all the times you've heckled and you didn't fucking jump in on that fucking mowing story... Fuck.
Hey.
Buddy,
you
know
what? No, good on you.
All right, I dug a hole. Well, I mean, come on.
It sounded pretty serious, to be honest.
Next question. Who here can have a conversation in Swahili?
Oh.
Who can talk in Swahili?
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
I'll go Greg.
No, it was Steph. Steph can.
Oh, he's not going to know what Swahili is. Look at him.
I know he learned German at uni.
Did you, Greg?
Yeah. That's in my show. Come see it.
Yeah.
When is it?
I go all about it. Huh?
When is it?
When is my show? 9:30 on every all night. Right, yeah, Comedy Republic.
If I've got to be honest, languages don't impress me. Silly voices do. That's where the real art is, Josh.
Bloody silly voices.
Yes. Not everyone can do it, mate.
I can barely get mine out. Okay, so why Swahili?
I've just been to Tanzania a lot. Canada. On anyway that I answered that, I was going to sound like a fuckwit. I just spent a lot of time in Tanzania or whatever.
You just sound really worldly. Yeah. You've been to Canada.
What do you do in Tanzania, ski?
Yes, mostly. Yeah.
All right. Next.
Rescue kids out of dips.
The big dip scene in Tanzania.
Oh, they love a cow dip.
They love a dip.
They love a dip.
Absolutely.
We got another dip shit in. Okay. Next question. Who here actually worked for a company creating emojis with an Australian flair, including a pie, a barbecue, and a nonplussed face?
Steph.
Yes, Steph.
Jets?
No, it was Husey. Husey did this.
Yeah, we did emojis.
When? Like, were you famous when this was happening?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Where
when
were we
did
living
you get the
then,
time?
Where were we living?
We were in Melbourne.
Yeah, we were.
I was bloody in the bloody blockhouse, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And
I was like, St Kilda. We love St Kilda.
Nobody's bloody more emotive than me. Yeah.
Question 9. Who was bitten by a scorpion that was in their sleeping bag?
Will?
Yes, Will.
Jez.
No, it was old Swahili mate here, Steph.
Oh.
He was in Tanzania.
I mean,
really was.
I've overlooked the most obvious clue.
That checks out.
Yeah, it's not a good scorpion.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Does it really hurt?
Yeah, it was the... It was a baby. Like, I woke up and I went, oh, that really hurts. And I looked in my bed and there was a scorpion. And I walked out and I was like, a scorpion just bit me. And the guy that we were staying with laughed and was like, it's only a baby, it can't hurt you. Like, it's not going to kill you. Like, they're poisonous, but it was a baby, so...
They've got scorpion babies in Tanzania. That's crazy.
I opened up a sleeping bag and all the scorpions were dead.
I love these Husies. Man, I love these Husies.
And our final question for Don't You Know Who I Am. Who here almost got fired from their job because they kept putting their boss's name on their cab charges every time they got a taxi?
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Was it Will?
It was Will. Yeah, point there for Jezza.
Yeah. When I was in the Canberra press gallery working at the Financial Review, I was in charge of cab charges, but I was also at uni. And so I would just like go home from gigs or just being drunk like on these cab charges. But so I would always sign the boss's name, who ended up like running casinos for Kerry Packer and stuff. Like he's this real powerful dude. And like, so there was a memo that came from head office that was like, whoever's like signing the boss's name on the cab charges, could that please stop? And of course, no one in the bureau knew it was me before this, but clearly then all knew that it was me. And then they were like, oh, it's okay. We reckon he's a cunt. Nice. So I actually went up in their estimations.
Good on you.
Good on everyone.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Greg Larson on 3 points. For Greg. Dave Hughes also on 3 points. Go for Hughes.
Yeah, great crowd.
Great crowd.
Seth Tisdall on 4 points. Will Anderson on 5 points. And also on 5 points is Jordan Higgins. It's a tie! Hey, thank you all so much for coming out. Before I let the panelists go, you're all doing shows. Let's plug some shows. So, Will, you got Willogical?
Willogical until the end of the festival. But on the final Sunday night, I do my improv show, What You're Talking About, Will. So that's always a fun night. Come and see that show.
Sweet. Give it to Will Anderson, everyone.
Steph, where can people see you?
I think it's 7:50. 7:50 at the Cloakroom. It's Baby Beryl. It's actually not a show. It's totally off the cuff. Whatever the fuck happens on that night, and I interview a stranger from the crowd.
Brilliant. Woo! Hey, Greg, where can people see you?
My show's called We All Have Bloody Thoughts. It's on at the Comedy Republic at 9:30 p.m., I think that's right, every night at the Comedy Festival, except Mondays. Check it out.
Great, give it to Greg. Hey, Jez, where can people see you?
I saw Greg's show tonight. It's actually 9:15, but...
But he doesn't really start till 9:30. It's a lot of 15 minutes. Hey, yeah, where are you from? What do you do?
Do you know what? Get there at 9, have a fucking drink, and then go in. My show is Now I've Got a Boat, and it's on at the 6 o'clock at the Arts Centre.
Great.
The end.
Now, Dave Hughes won. Are there any shows you want to recommend?
Oh, I'm playing a great character, Dave Thornton. It's called That Happens, 7:30, Lower Town Hall. Come every night except Monday.
Give it up. And Dave Hughes 2.
It's Dave Hughes 2. Here, it's fantastic. Well, now he just went...
Yeah.
Good. I'm tired of this too.
Just go, it's a fantastic crowd. Get you back in there.
Yeah, you're a good crowd. Never forget that. Good on you. I'm doing a show called Ultimate Hollywood Tour. Huzzah! It's all sold out. But we're putting on new shows, so bloody get into it.
Give it up.
Ben Russell.
Ben Russell, Dave Thornton, absolute legends. Hey, thanks so much for coming out. And that is it. That is the 300th and final podcast of Don't You Know Who I Am. Like I said, I'm still doing them as live shows once a month at Comedy Republic. So if you're in Melbourne, come along. Also, if you're in Brisbane, I'm doing there. And Sydney, there's been a lot of people in Sydney hit me up on the social saying, hey, you never come to Sydney. Can you please come to Sydney? So yes, that's my challenge for the rest of the year. I've got to get to Sydney and do a Don't You Know Who I Am live, and also maybe do either talks or modern contemporary up there as well. Maybe both. We'll see how we go. So that is, if you're in Sydney, I haven't forgotten about you. So can I just say a massive thanks to every single guest who's ever been on this show. I understand my podcast has a bit of homework for it for you. And I do get that, yeah, that's a fucking pain in the ass. You're already giving up about an hour and a half of your week to come and do this for free. So I do appreciate that you did the time beforehand to think of some stories and something that we can actually talk about. So thank you very much. Massive thanks to all the listeners. You guys are the absolute best. I say it all the time, but you are. Every time I talk to people who listen to the show in like after shows and stuff like that, it's always fun. It's never a chore. And yeah, thank you so much. Anyone who's ever bought merch or seen a live show or become a Patreon subscriber, thank you so much. It has kept the lights on during the last 2 years, which has been very hard for everyone. But, you know, like comics like to talk about how much harder we had it than everyone else. But yeah, I understand. It's been hard for everyone. So those who could afford to sign up to the Patreon, thank you so much. My family very much appreciates it. I will miss doing the show, even though I'm doing it once a month. But I'm very much looking forward to not having to go on Twitter and Instagram and trawl through people's social media, or even go through old interviews that people have done and try and find stuff that we can talk about. I'm looking forward to getting some more of my life back by not doing all that research. But I am doing a brand new podcast, so why not talk about that now? So in, I hope 3 weeks. So let's let the Comedy Festival dust settle first. And then in a couple of weeks' time, so in this feed initially, there will be a brand new podcast. So don't just cancel the feed. And then over time, we'll switch it to its own standalone feed. But it's going to be called 100% Hits Volume Pod. So I will be then going through all the 100% Hits compilations. There's 33 of them. And each episode will look at one side of that one of those albums. So it will be side A, and then the following week will be side B. And then we'll move on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, for the next 66 weeks. I am so looking forward to this.
I did a little pilot of it about 2 years ago, and now I'm just now's the time. Let's do this. So hopefully you stick with me and listen to that one as well, and you know, give it a few weeks. You know, it's always new with these things. You always go, oh, is that what the show is? And then as you progress, then you realize what the show is. So hopefully, but you guys will do that. You guys are very, very good at, you know, whenever I had shitty audio, you didn't complain. You just let me know, hey, Josh, just so you know, the audio is not that great. That is all I need to say. Thank you, everyone. If you want to hear the future episodes, join the Patreon, patreon.com/dykwia. So thank you very much. That's all I need to say. So I guess for one more time, it was you dipshit.
G'day, mate.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.